no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I got up this morning and I came in here to the studio, and sometimes I'll prepare what it is I'm going to talk about the day before, well, usually a week or so before, and I'll have this little thumbnail that you're seeing right over here already created, and I'll go, oh, that's right, that's what I wanted to write about or speak about. And so then I'll sit down and I'll start journaling. And this morning I got up, and there's something that I want to talk about, although I'm not 100% sure I'm ready, and I say that for a number of reasons, and I'll explain it. But I feel like I look at my life and what it is I see my role in your life, and I think about that a lot. And as a person who does these videos for you and who writes, I can't help but write. Writing is... you know, if something happens, I'm going to pick up a pen. If I have a dream, I pick up a pen. I just cannot help but write. And so I see myself as experiencing things, trying to figure them out for the better for myself. And in many cases, it's too late for me to figure it out. And yet I still want to figure it out. How I might have been better, handled it better, et cetera, et cetera. Because I'm not, as you can tell, I'm not a perfect person. And so I just got divorced. The divorce was final 2 days ago. And the morning after, I woke up at 4:30, something like that, which is not atypical for me. And I got up and I just started writing. And because to me, when you have an argument, certainly, or a disagreement or anything, there needs to come a resolution from it. In other words, you should learn something. You shouldn't just, you know, be like dogs that bite each other and then go away and lick your wounds and then come back. There should be, we're humans, we should get something from it. And so, as you can tell, I'm speaking haltingly. Because one of the things that we are taught in ministerial school is it's okay to talk about anything as long as you're healed from it. We had a woman who would stand up and talk about some really tragic incidents in her life, and she was not healed from them. And by that, I mean she would break down crying every time. I'm not really concerned about that. I want to make sure that what I say is super applicable to your life and not about me, I guess is really what my hesitation is. So let me begin by saying I'm going to do a series over the next days of what I have learned about relationships, having gotten divorced now 3 times. And I remember I had a friend who was divorced 4 times by the time he was 40. And he said to me he wanted to give me relationship advice. And I said, are you crazy? You've gotten bucked off every horse you've ever ridden. And we had horses at the time, so it was a great metaphor. Anyway, I wish I would have taken his advice. So the reason I feel qualified to give you this advice is that after, and I'm going to use her name several times here, Marty and I split up. I moved down here to the Keys. And I was intentionally alone quite a bit, especially on the weekends. And I would sit by the pool with one of these, and I would journal, 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 write, 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 write. I went back to the first girl I ever kissed, and that I was 8 years old. And then I slowly worked forward in my mind. And any girl, young woman who was... I was in a relationship dated for more than 2 weeks. That was my criterion. I tried to remember how we met. I tried to remember how the relationship, such as it was, went. I tried to remember what any significant events transpired, etc. And I did this for months. And so I literally analyzed every relationship that I've been in because I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn how to improve. And I also wanted to learn what typical mistakes and behaviors and habits that I have. And so I did that for a very, very long time. And I continued to write and to, and I'll get into that in a bit more. Anyway, the other morning when I woke up at 4:30 and I pulled out this journal, which I call them journals, but they're just composition books like we had in college, you know what I mean? And they come in a variety of pack. I'm not attached to pink. They just come like this. And so I wanted to say to myself, okay, I've had 14 months since we split up and now we're divorced. What did I learn? What can I take forward? What can I use to improve other relationships, either romantic or otherwise? And I wrote them out. And that's what I'm going to be sharing with you over the next little days, because I'm not exactly sure. I just did the thumbnails, but I don't know if it's 5 days, 6 days, could be four. So anyway, I want to give you that heads up. And I want to tell you that the first thing that I wrote down is that the most important thing is your belief. The most important thing is your belief when it comes to a relationship. What do I mean by that? I mean that belief, remember, is simply that which you have decided is true. The definition of the word belief is that which you have decided is true. Now, because of my upbringing, I had some very, very negative decisions about myself that I had made, that I was unlovable, that I was bad or flawed somehow. I've read a lot of books on all of this about trauma bond and about, you know, the initial stain that some people walk around with. Have it. And the world is going to reflect it back to you, especially in relationships. So what you believe about relationships is what you're going to live out, period. I realized that many times when my ex-wife and I were arguing, sometimes I would try and soothe myself by fantasizing about what I would do if this damn relationship was over and done with. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'll move to the Keys and I'll do this and I'll do that. Look where I am. So you want to be very careful what you allow to take up mental inventory in your head. You want to make sure that your belief about relationships are the types of beliefs that you want to have manifest in your life. And that's difficult. That's difficult, especially because most of us have had relationships go south. One, if not many. One, if not, I'm still not in the relationship with the girl who kissed me the first time when I was 8. And by the way, she kissed me first, and it was awesome. Anyway, all relationships, you know, there's a saying that people come into your life for a reason or a season. I think the difference is, are you going to dig deep and look for the reason, and are you going to learn from it, or are you just going to say, well, that was just another season? So I want you to know that it's so important what you believe about relationships. Do you believe relationships can be harmonious? Do you believe they can be long-term? I know a lot of people, and I don't want to step on your toes, because you know I truly love you. I mean that. And I'm looking at the camera and I'm thinking about those of you whom I know and those of you whom I don't know. And that is, a lot of people, especially my age, make a decision that it's easier to be alone. My brother made that decision. My mother made that decision. My father didn't make that decision. My father chose to inflict himself on people until the moment he drew his last breath. But we are designed to be with other people. We're happiest when we're with other people. There have been studies that have shown this. So, can you change your beliefs? Yes. Is it easy? Absolutely not, especially when you've lived it time and time again. But number one, you need to change your belief about relationships and believe what it is that you really want. Not what you say you want, but what you're acting out and bringing about anyway. And the second thing is, if you don't believe you're lovable, no one can fill that black hole for you. And I'm talking to myself. And I struggled for so many years. And one of the things I've done over the last 14 months is really read my resume, as I say. I've looked at the good things about me. I've looked at the bad things about me and the stupid things about me and the mistakes I make. And I've worked to love all of them. All of them. All of them. Because nobody can love you any more than you believe you're lovable. It's just the truth. So today I want to ask you to jumpstart your belief. Can you begin to believe that relationships can be better than whatever it was that you believed? And if so, maybe even look at how great it can be. And the second thing is, do you believe you're worthy of such a love? Do you believe you're worthy of such a relationship? One of the greatest things about this past year, and I'm going to tell you more about it, is that my relationship with my daughter has gotten so much better. Not because my ex-wife was somehow getting in the way, but I have realized to work on myself in every relationship. I don't care if it's the person, the valet parking my car, or the dry cleaner. I am actively friendly and upbeat toward people like I never was before. And guess what? They're giving it back. The same is true in all relationships. Last minute check in. Kathy Orlando Cruz says, another good advice. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Excellent. The best relationship advice Ashley Day says she's gotten is that loving someone is accepting them as they are now. Don't try to change or fix anyone. Yes. Mary Kay Ziegler says, the forum, right? Was I quoting something from the Landmark Forum? Probably. I did go through the forum once. Best relationship advice ever, says Heather, me time, space to grow on their own. I'm in no condition to give anyone relationship advice, Therese. Actually, great. That's good. That means that you're open, which is exactly why you should. Hey, Heather, rock and roll. That was great advice to Therese because, yeah, we need to give advice that we hear. I've been married 40 years this January, says Lynn. Best advice? Don't let that one get away. When things go awry, I reminisce on how we were together when we first met, and it seems to turn back time on today. Wow. Awesome. Notice that she takes an active role in turning back time. She thinks about it. She believes. Today, watch what you believe about yourself, and more importantly, watch what you believe about relationships. That belief is going to play out. It was Dennis Waitley, and I'm going to close because I wanted to make sure I gave him credit for this. Dennis Waitley says, you won't always get what you want in life, but in the long run, you'll get what you expect. Expect great things in relationships. You deserve it. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.